Be not deceived. Evil companionship corrupts good morals. Awake to soberness righteously and sin not, for some have no knowledge of God. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Sufficient to say, no good can come from running about with evil companions. How would you describe your character? When you look in the mirror, what do you see that lies behind your eyes? Although our character is formed in the heart, as the Lord said, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by its fruits. Ye offspring of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. The good man out of his good treasure bringeth forth good things, and the evil man out of his evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. And I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Matthew 12:33-37. So also, our character will be manifested to the world through our actions. Ultimately, our character is not going to be defined by what we wish it to be, but by how it is manifested in our conduct. The Apostle Paul, in his statement to Timothy, said, "But thou didst follow my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, patience, persecutions, and sufferings." Paul put a premium on conduct. Peter put it this way, "Beloved, I beseech you as sojourners and pilgrims to abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul, having your behavior seemly among the Gentiles, that, wherein they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they behold, glorify God in the day of visitation." One maxim puts it this way, "Watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. Heaven or hell, your choice." Thank you for joining us for Daily Thoughts. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth unto his own flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth unto the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap eternal life."